In January 2020, as a mysterious quarantine in Wuhan, China made headlines, few could have predicted how this moment would trigger cascading changes affecting every aspect of life and business worldwide. This pivotal moment serves as the perfect backdrop for understanding the central message of Pivot or Die. The ability to adapt isn't just a business skill. It's the fundamental difference between thriving and becoming obsolete in our rapidly changing world. Just look at once dominant retailers like Blockbuster, Circuit City, and Sears that collapsed when they failed to evolve, while others transformed themselves to meet shifting consumer needs. What makes this concept particularly powerful is that we've all just lived through one of history's most significant forced pivots during the pandemic. The question isn't whether change will come, it's whether you'll recognize the moment when adaptation becomes essential for survival. A pivot isn't abandoning your identity. It's an intentional change in direction when circumstances demand it. Successful individuals and organizations make conscious decisions rather than merely responding to stimuli. The Consumer Technology Association demonstrated this when pivoting to an all-digital CES in 2021. Despite criticism and revenue losses, they announced the virtual format 7 months ahead, reduced staff by 10%, and reimagined the experience. When a power outage struck on opening morning, backup generators saved the event. The virtual show still attracted 1,000 exhibits, 150,000 visitors, and showcased innovations from rollable phones to sanitizing robots. The following year, they created a hybrid format with comprehensive safety measures. When the Omicron variant emerged just before CES 2022 and major exhibitors began canceling, they shortened the event but proceeded, recognizing that many smaller companies depended on the show. Though attendance dropped to 44,000, the event gave smaller companies valuable visibility without being overshadowed by tech giants. The lesson? Successful pivots require both courage and compassion. Every meaningful change falls into one of four pivot categories. The startup pivot occurs when entrepreneurs realize their initial vision isn't working. About 40% of founders pivot to avoid failure, combining rational analysis with gut instinct. The most successful blend data-driven decisions with intuitive judgment, especially crucial for startups with limited business history. The forced pivot happens when external factors fundamentally change your operating environment. During COVID-19, businesses had to adapt or close. These do-or-die situations often yield unexpected benefits by fostering collaboration and creative thinking. Many businesses discovered remote work maintained productivity while improving employee satisfaction, a benefit they might never have found without being forced to experiment. The failure pivot transforms disappointment into opportunity. Americans understand that losses teach humility, creativity, and adaptability. While success can breed complacency, failure fuels ingenuity by forcing different thinking. Henry Ford's first two auto ventures failed. Edison found 10,000 ways that wouldn't work, and Disney was once fired for lacking creativity. The success pivot occurs when companies build on existing achievements rather than resting on their laurels. These can be the hardest pivots because people resist changing what's already working. They require visionary leaders who see beyond current success to future opportunities, like Bezos launching Amazon Web Services while Amazon was already thriving in e-commerce. The technology industry has mastered the modern pivot, with many giants beginning in entirely different fields. Nokia started as a paper mill making rubber boots and military equipment. Samsung exported dried fish and flour. Nintendo manufactured playing cards, and YouTube began as a video dating site. Nearly every major tech success, PayPal, Airbnb, Twitter, Instagram, Netflix, and Slack, dramatically transformed their business models. Even the internet pivoted from academic research network to commercial space. Until 1991, commercial enterprise was banned online. In 1994, Wired magazine pioneered banner ads, with AT&T paying $30,000 for a 3-month ad, achieving a 44% click-through rate. By 1998, Virginia established the first state Durnet commerce rules, creating a template for global e-commerce. American Express exemplifies successful long-term transformation. Beginning in 1850 as merged express transport companies, they shifted to financial services, launching money orders 1857, traveler's checks 1891, and their first credit card 1958. The complete pivot came during World War I when President Wilson nationalized domestic express operations, forcing them to fully embrace financial services. Today, they lead in digital payments and banking technology, investing in AI, cybersecurity, and cloud technology. Startups drive significant economic impact, adding trillions to global GDP. In the U.S., small businesses generate 44% of economic activity and employ nearly half the private sector workforce. Tech startups have disproportionate influence, comprising just 3.8% of U.S. firms, but paying 8.1% of wages and generating 27.2% of exports. Their newness often becomes an advantage, freeing them from established constraints. Jamie Siminoff's Ring Journey exemplifies the startup pivot. Working from his garage in 2011, he created DoorBot, a Wi-Fi video doorbell that failed to attract Shark Tank investors and received poor reviews. Jamie pivoted by redesigning the product with Foxconn, addressing complaints personally, and renaming it Ring to emphasize security over convenience. After strategic exhibitions, retail partnerships, and police department collaborations showing crime reduction benefits, Ring sold to Amazon for over $1 billion. Building a successful company is difficult. 75% of startups fail to return investor capital, and only half of small businesses survive 5 years. However, successful startups share the ability to embrace change. Success comes not from having the perfect initial idea, but from pivoting until finding the right formula. The best entrepreneurs exhibit curiosity, asking uncommon questions, assertiveness, trusting instincts despite contrary opinions, resilience, viewing failures as learning opportunities, and commitment, passion that sustains them through challenges. The most important pivots often happen in individual lives. As a young lawyer, Gary Shapiro defended the nascent VCR industry against powerful broadcasters, with their underdog status forcing quick pivots that ultimately won battles in Congress and a 5-4 Supreme Court ruling establishing recording TV shows as fair use. Jeff Bezos believes being right means regularly changing your mind. Like NFL players, professionals start confident but make mistakes. Those who learn from setbacks find that failure breeds success. Steve Largent exemplifies this. After being cut by the Houston Oilers, he joined the Seahawks and became an NFL record setter through intangibles before pivoting to politics and industry leadership. Successful people pivot by looking beyond binary choices. King Solomon demonstrated this wisdom centuries ago. President Obama mastered reframing seemingly contrary alternatives, while tech leaders like Bill Gates found core solutions amid complexity. AMD's Lisa Su abandoned traditional development cycles, and Cisco's John Chambers grew through unconventional acquisitions. The most important lesson is treating people like human beings, not human capital. Everyone has different motivations. Some need recognition, others want clear rules, incentives, or attention. While pivoting means embracing change, never abandon your core beliefs or ethical principles. In a world of constant disruption, adapting while maintaining your values may be your most valuable skill.